from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Right now, we're putting up the bat signal. Donnie, Brian Batko, Steelers beat writer for the PG, is on the line. Do you like that one, Brian?
What's up, Chris? Pony taking the day off to go to Kennywood.
Yes. Did he? Why has he been posting?
I just saw a tweet from him. What do you think Pony's favorite Kennywood ride is?
The kangaroo.
The jackrabbit.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like he's going to come back with a hot take that, like, the jackrabbit is, for whatever reason, better than all these fancy newfangled steel coasters.
I mean, I'm a big Thunderbolt guy. You ever been to Cedar Point? Not that I'm trying to do competing Kennywood takes here. You ever been up to Cedar Point?
I have not.
So they had a big wooden roller coaster called the Mean Streak that was incredibly rough to ride, but it was, like, a lot of fun. Unbelievable retrofit. Like, when they, you know, when they always hear about, like, an NFL stadium, instead of building a new one, sometimes they'll get, like, $200 million in renovations done. They took down the wooden track, built a steel track within it that goes upside down, within, like, the framework of the whole thing. Wildest roller coaster I've ever been on. Pony would have loved the old rotor. Are you old enough for the rotor where it'd stick you to the wall with centrifugal force?
No, but I mean, the Thunderbolt, you get a pretty good G-force going on that. That's the one you need to ride with a partner. You can't even ride it by yourself.
The rotor was one where you would all stand on the, like, a big circle, and the thing would get moving so fast that, like, the centrifugal force would glue you to the wall. Like, you literally couldn't move. It was very odd. It was like an early science lesson for people. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to try to make we're putting up the bat signal happen, and every time Pony's on and we have you on, I'm just going to keep saying it until he gets angry at me.
Are you going to do it in the Starkey voice?
Possibly. If I think that that's exacerbating the anger, yes. Definitely. I was pretty angry watching Broderick Jones because, much like Pony with Kenny Pickett, I stuck my neck out and said that was, like, the best possible pick they could have made in that year's draft. And at least in my case, we know that Broderick Jones was seen pretty much universally as a first-round graded player. But he had a miserable game against Buffalo. Did you catch him? Were you in the scrum with him after this practice today, Brian?
Yes. I think it might have broken a record for largest preseason scrum for an offensive lineman. It was... Because he didn't talk after the game, I guess, so he had to go, like, see the trainer and do all that. I mean, everybody was just – it was like he was heading to the principal's office today with us in the media, but he was in a relatively good mood for having to face the music with us after a rough night.
Yeah, so you thought he handled it pretty well? I mean, what was your overall opinion of the way he carried himself in that situation?
Yes, he's carried himself well since he got here as a rookie. I never really know what to expect from guys from powerhouse programs, particularly Georgia. Obviously, they did not face a lot of adversity in his time there, especially his final season where they just ran roughshod over everybody. But no, he's been a very good sport and a very jolly guy off the field, and he was much the same way today. He's like, look, I'm as healthy as I'm gonna be, but he's not using it as an excuse. He said, this is Pittsburgh, PA. You got to play a tough, physical brand of football, and left side, right side, he just has to be better. So I give him credit. He has let the positional stuff roll off of his back since day one, and now he's doing the same with this arm injury, whatever's going on there.
How serious is it? Because saying I'm as healthy as I'm going to be isn't saying I'm healthy. It's pretty much leaving the door wide open that something is bothering him to a significant enough degree that it warrants mentioning and it warrants a brace. Like, how bad are you hearing that this is?
I mean, it's definitely something to monitor, especially because there is a viable third option when Troy Fautanu gets back healthy. I mean, everybody wants to push Dan Moore out the airplane door, but he's probably, ironically, the tackle you'd actually feel the best about at this point, because he is upright and healthy, and he's been playing this position. Your mileage on how he does so very much may vary, but you know, he's been doing it for a few seasons, and now the other two guys are, not only are they hurt, but they're struggling with the film they put out there. So, yeah, I mean, it bears watching. Tomlin, I asked him about the arm today, too. We know he doesn't like to provide any additional color on injury updates, but he just said that, you know, it's not an excuse. And as far as how Broderick reacted to the tape of that game, I'm sure it wasn't pretty for him behind closed doors in the team meetings. Tomlin just said, we'll find that out next opportunity to get out there for him.
Do you get the sense that they're going to play the starters on offense any significant length of time in this third preseason game, partly because of how it looked against Buffalo?
Yeah, I do, but not necessarily for that reason, because Tomlin was pretty blunt today philosophically about how he approaches the new three-game preseason. If you remember that first year, they still had four of them, but he said from here on out, the third game of the preseason is the same as it's always been. He basically just considers that old fourth preseason game, the Carolina-Pittsburgh Classic, that you would watch for about 20 minutes and then fall asleep on the couch or go do something else. That doesn't exist to him anymore, and that apparently is not what he's going to use this trip to Detroit for. It sounds like the dress rehearsal is going to be Saturday at 1 o'clock.
What are the chances that if Jones stabilizes a little bit in performance and then Fautanu's back, that they immediately kick Jones over to left tackle and move Moore out of there? Like, do you think Dan Moore starts, I don't know, over under 4.5 games at left tackle this year?
Ooh, that feels like a good over under. I'll probably go under because I was one of those who originally thought Fautanu has a lot more college experience. He's an older guy, more polished. He's not going to get the Broderick Jones treatment from the coaching staff. But now, because of this knee injury, I do wonder if that's going to put him behind the eight ball, at least for week one. But he should be fully healed four games into the season. And I think by then, you know, if Dan Moore doesn't really hold down the fort in that first month, then, yeah, before long, they're going to want to get to the bookend first rounders and start letting that unit gel as a group of five.
Do you think they're doing Jones a disservice by not giving him some just more reps in general on the left side of the line?
Probably. But, you know, they haven't really cared too much, I guess, about where their offensive linemen are other than Dan Moore. I mean, I guess that one's just a combination of
it's maddening
one, he doesn't
to me.
Want to.
Brian, it's maddening to me. They're catering to the one guy because he literally can't do the other thing. It's like somebody you work with can't do something fundamental to the job, and so they say, well, everyone has to work around so-and-so's deficiency, not the other way around.
Well, the flip side to that is they'd probably tell you, we're not catering to him because we've just used our two most valuable draft resources in back-to-back years on guys who are going to eventually render that problem moot for us. And yeah, I think that's going to be the case. And it's probably a combination too of not only is he not comfortable with it, that probably doesn't matter nearly as much as they just don't think he can do it either. So Why mess with that if he's giving you decent enough play at left tackle? And yeah, I think before long, he's going to lose out long term in that battle. But he's already finessed a pretty good deal for himself to this point.
Brian, last one for you. How concerned do you get the sense that the Steelers' brain trust is, Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, about the way this team has actually looked? I know everyone says it's the preseason, it doesn't matter, but do these guys seem at all visibly alarmed, annoyed, otherwise, by what they've put on tape so far through two preseason games?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Arthur Smith is a lot better with the media than his predecessor was. But it's difficult. I mean, it's probably unfair to compare to late stage beaten down Matt Canada to a guy who's still fairly refreshed by this new position. But no, I mean, I wouldn't say they seem overly concerned. And to me, I think the biggest reason why I wouldn't be if I were in their shoes is you kind of have the ultimate spark in waiting in Justin Fields. Like, even if things don't go as planned with Russell Wilson, you know you're going to have an injection of some sorts waiting on the sideline, and you know we'll see how he does if he gets that opportunity. But at the very least, you know the kind of athlete and the kind of dynamic talent that you have waiting in the wings as a, you know, in case of emergency, break glass guy.
Brian Batko, the bat signal was put up. Steelers beat writer for the PG. Thank you, Brian. It was a pleasure.
The Batconian mongoose, as Starkey has called me. Do you like that horse?
The Batconian mongoose?
It's completely nonsensical, but yeah.
Just given the fact that it's Joe saying it, I'm going to say no, I don't like it, in the hopes that he heard me say that and gets mad.
All right. Fair? Let's hope so. See you, Maldi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.